Ezekiel 14, beginning with verse 1. Then came certain of the elders of Israel to me, and sat before me. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, these men have taken their idols into their heart, and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them? Therefore speak to them, and say to them, In this manner says the sovereign Yahweh, Every man of the house of Israel that takes his idols into his heart, and puts the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and comes to the prophet, I, Yahweh, will answer him in it, according to the multitude of his idols, that I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are all estranged from me through their idols. The word estranged means separated. Therefore say to the house of Israel, In this manner says the sovereign Yahweh, Return and turn yourselves from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations. For every one of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that separates himself from me, and takes his idols into his heart, and puts the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and comes to the prophet to inquire for himself of me, I, Yahweh, will answer him by myself. And I will set my face against that man, and will make him an astonishment for a sign and a proverb, and I will cut him off from the middle of my people, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. And if the prophet is deceived and speaks a word, I, Yahweh, have deceived that prophet, and I will stretch out my hand upon him, and will destroy him from the middle of my people Israel, and they shall bear their iniquity. The iniquity of the prophet shall be even as the iniquity of him that seeks to him, that the house of Israel may go no more astray from me, neither defile themselves any more with all their transgressions, but that they may be my people, and I may be their Elohim, says the sovereign Yahweh. The idols of the heart, brothers and sisters, idols are not just wood and stone. What do we take into our hearts? What do we refuse to give up? 1 Samuel 15, beginning with verse 22. 1 Samuel 15, 22. And Samuel said, Has Yahweh as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of Yahweh? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as idolatry and teraphim. Because you have rejected the word of Yahweh, he has also rejected you from being king. Let us not think that because we make a little sacrifice, attending Sabbath, feast day services, reading a few labels, that Yahweh will overlook everything else in our lives. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as idolatry and teraphim. Yahweh doesn't make the distinction. Brethren, if we are stubborn in holding on to those things that do not benefit us while ignoring spiritual matters, we are guilty of idolatry. Galatians 5, what happens to those who are guilty of idolatry? Galatians 5, beginning with verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousies, wraths, factions, divisions, partyings, envyings, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I forewarn you, even as I did forewarn you, that they who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. They who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. Do we understand what we are reading, my beloved brethren? Those who practice these things will not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. It's serious. For a final passage of warning and counsel, let's turn to Colossians 3, and we'll read verses 1 to 11. Colossians 3, beginning with verse 1. If then you were raised together with the Messiah, seek the things that are above, where the Messiah is, seated on the right hand of Yahweh. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are upon the earth. Good advice for all of us. For you died, and your life is hid with the Messiah in Yahweh. When the Messiah, who is our life, shall be manifested, then shall you also be manifested with him in glory. Great things await us, brothers and sisters. Great things await us. Are we strong enough to do what it takes in order to achieve that someday? Put to death, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. Not an easy thing to do sometimes, but it must be done. Put to death, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Remember that idolatry begins by you coveting something, by you looking at something and saying, I got to have this thing. It's all related. It's that same stubbornness that we read about in 1 Samuel, that stubbornness to have something that you don't need to have, or perhaps don't need to have it in as much of a quantity as you desire it, so that it becomes something obsessive in your life over and above your spiritual obligations. For which things' sake the wrath of Yahweh comes upon the sons of disobedience, in which you also once walked when you lived in these things, but now do you also put them all away? Anger, wrath, malice, railing, shameful speaking out of your mouth. Do not speak falsely to each other, having put off the old man with his doings, and having put on the new man, that is being renewed to knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there cannot be Greek or Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bondman, freeman, but the Messiah is all and in all. We all have to be the same. We all adopt the culture of spirituality, brothers and sisters. Let us put to death our members which are upon the earth, thinking on worldly things, and instead put on the new man, being renewed to knowledge after the image of the one who created us. In doing so, we will show Yahweh that we are serious about serving him, and that we are doing our very best to avoid idolatry and to render to him only the reverence and worship that is his due. May Yahweh bless us all on the Sabbath day. Thank you.